Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the world of innovation, business, tech, design, and culture. I'm Fazlan Iso. Today we're joined by two brand new label mates who've just joined the expert roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello and welcome to Tina Saul, a strategist who is making AI work for most creative people. Tina helps teams make sense of AI without losing their soul in the process. She's the go-to for turning automation into something that actually works for people, not just processes. Also, a big welcome to Andy Coglin. Andy cuts through chaos to help you unlock true customer experience value before most teams even know what they are solving. From legacy giants to creative disruptors, he builds strategies that actually get delivered and get results. Can AI create pop stars and influencers? So this week, journalists charted the rise of AI influencers on social media sites. Others pointed to the rise of AI music on streaming sites. We all listen to some music on Friday from an AI artist. Will AI replace pop stars and influencers, or are AI bots something quite different? I mean, we kind of saw it in practice, really, with the Wimbledon influencer, who by far outranked and outperformed any of the actual influencers there, which included major celebrities, with one, you know, with a few photographs. Yet, do we think that AI influencers are a real thing and something that we can put our stock into? Andy?
It's a fascinating world, isn't it? I guess in that Wimbledon example, there was one, and it was novelty. If you look down the line and you've got several, will they outrank those human influencers? I doubt it. I don't think they'll replace humans. I think that people connect with story, and more than all, they connect with vulnerability and imperfection. It's not just the polished output. I think AI can generate sort of like that personality, but it will struggle with that human element. You know, part of what makes human stars magnetic is their unpredictability. The ability to self-implode at any point in time. And some of that drama fuels that connection. I don't think AI will replace that. And the other angle with that, I think, is something that we're really, really in the midst of, is just the power of the media as well. The media thrives on turning people into darlings and villains. Frenzy with Angela Rayner, either way, whichever way you look at it, you know, it was a crazy amount of attention and hype. Could an AI influencer be a target of the media like that? What would be the point? It's artificial, it's AI. And that's what still creates our news and our story. So I think the human frailty will always win. And as long as we have those kind of media influences in the world, then AI influencers will have a place, but I think they'll be few and far between.
Yeah, and I think very, very similar. The currency of influence, whether that's music or media, is authenticity and connection. And AI can mimic style and do that really well now, but can't live a story. And I think music that resonates comes from human experiences and heartbreak, joy, struggle, to what Andy said as well, imperfections, And it's the same with influencers. That's why influencers build their credibility and have a purpose, is because they connect. And so it's that human authenticity again. They connect their lives, personalities, their flaws. And I think I see AI being used behind the scenes. It can speed up production. It's that novelty point again. It doesn't get the depth. And I think that it'll be used for things like background playlists. I think artists and influencers, they define culture. And I think that'll still be human because, so my opening is, it's the stories that create that meaning. And, I can't quite see AI replacing that storytelling element just yet.
I think with the AI influencer Wimbledon, the AI was the story, not the influencer itself.
Yeah.
you know, and that story is only a one-time kind of story. So it, can it be replicated again? You know, I'd be very, very surprised if the same happened at next week, next year's Wimbledon.
It goes back to the hype over, you know, any actual impact. It's just a story.
Next time we might sort of the winning strategy would be you wouldn't know. I think that would be the ultimate sort of win, is when you're when you sort of like this influencer was the best one at Wimbledon and nobody knows they're an AI.
I was just thinking, like, because Andy brought up a really good point there of, like, you know, what would the controversy be around, you know, the sort of meltdowns or the sort of unpredictability of personalities be? And I find it really interesting to think about, you know, if this Wimbledon AI influencer, for example, had like a misstep, it would like lead to people just having like to poke holes in the sort of AI model to make it say something stupid or make it say something, you know, controversial for the sake of people trying to do that, because that's just what people on the internet do. They try and break stuff. And I always think of the example of like, there's one of the very early AI chatbots that was like, I don't know if anybody remembers Microsoft Tay, the AI chatbot. Yeah, it was, I was just looking it up then, it was like, it's from 2016. I can't believe it was a decade ago almost that that chatbot had, it's like 2 weeks in the sun where people were training it to do these horrible racist, disgusting remarks. And it's just like, I think that's a prime example of like what people would do to try and poke holes in it. And they could say just, you know, whatever nonsense just to prove that they can do it, you know.
I think to that point it just goes, you know, spews offensive content straight away, didn't it? Sort of, you know, reason for doing it, but then the guardrails weren't there, and what happens is we're really good as humans as sort of challenging those kind of things, aren't we?